1957, Krauss & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krauss & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Always know that God speaks first. Now, He's given us the volume of books, not just the Bible, but the Word of God, where He's spoken. But now, in Genesis 1, He spoke. In Genesis 2, it says He breathed. Is that right? He breathed into the nostrils of the man the breath of life. Now, if you can picture this with me, when you speak, your breath goes out with your word. There's no way you can speak without breath coming out. So when God spoke, His breath came out. Now, you got to picture this with me in the spirit. When God spoke, breath came out. In other words, when He speaks, the life goes out with it. Okay? Do you see that? When you speak, breath goes out. And God's breath is the breath of life. But now, something happened in between Him speaking and Him breathing. Now, we can't do that. God did that. He spoke, said, "Let the man be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion." Then in chapter 2, He breathed into the nostrils. But in the interim, in between that, He formed the man. Can you see that? When God speaks, in other words, when He spoke, it was already done. The life was already there. But what had to happen was He had to form him. See, God has spoken stuff to us. That's why we build on the prophetic word. It's already done, but He's got to form me. He's got to fashion me for what He's already done. And see, at the crisis of faith, if I make the wrong decisions, I'm just delaying the manifestation of what God has already done pertaining to my destiny. Please tell somebody it's already done. As a matter of fact, the blessings you have already received, encountered, have overtaken you. Before you, they were overtook you, they were already done. It wasn't like God had to whip something up real quick for you. It was already done. But guess what? In the interim, He formed you. He fashioned you. He shaped you. And you were able to step into it. There's a whole lot of stuff that awaits us. But when opportunity knocks, preparation has to answer. That's been our dilemma. You know, because when it seems like ain't nothing happening, guess what? Something is happening. That's why we take every moment. All these things, everything is precious to God. When ain't nobody watching. Don't seem like it makes any difference. It does make a difference. Huh? God is always working in our behalf. Always working on us. Everything. All things are yours. Everything. So we don't, take for granted. Because between the time God speaks and the breath of life is there, He's had to have formed you. Think about it a moment. Be honest with yourself. I'll be honest with you myself. I know in my past there were things that pertained to my life that were mine. Had my name on them, but got past me because of the lack of preparation. Listening to stuff that caused unbelief. Internal struggles that weren't settled. Relationships that weren't in order. Hello? Not handling things properly. Come on, shout me down right now, because it's true. But I'm going to say this year, we're not making them same mistakes. I have learned. I have sacrificed too much. I've come too far. Ain't no looking back. Ain't no going back. Hello. Come on, somebody say, for God I live, and for God I die. Come on, see, when our mind is made up, when our focus is such, watch out, we're about to shake the gates of hell. We're about to change the world we live in. People have seen enough what we can do. Now it's time to see what God will do. Amen. You are His instrument. It is our life that gives God legal access, legal right to manifest glory. It's your life. It's my life. What can God do with a life that is fully given over to Him? I don't mean that we stay in a prayer closet all day. Get that concept, that idea out of your mind. No, you can have a life fully given over to God wearing a Gentile garment, having to handle money, having to do different things in the world, and your life still given fully over to God. Don't think you gotta be into, no, you are into full-time ministry with a full-time job. Well, why would it be part-time? When shouldn't you be ministering? When should you not be representing God? When should you not be doing a job that is honorable unto God? When should you not do things with excellence? When? Everything. See, everybody's not called to pastor a church or to be behind a microphone, but you are behind a microphone. Wherever you go, people you interact with every day that are not saved. Hello. You are a minister, an ambassador, a representative, a kingdom citizen, a royal priest. Your prayer is important. What you say is important. How you relate to other people is important. And all that has to do with ministry. It's not about preaching a message or having the, you know, a sermon. It's about being a sermon. It's about being the word. Amen. So get that out of your mind that you separate the two, the secular from the sacred. No, not so. God's desire and purpose is to dominate every domain. God wants to show out up in McDonald's. Or you ordering your burgers and fries. Anywhere where you are, there may be something God wants to do. So let's not get into a religious box. God doesn't only move in the church. You can be in your prayer closet. And God come in there in such a powerful way. And see, some of y'all need to bring that out your prayer closet into the church. You know, dance like ain't nobody watching. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13. Verse 28. When the spies went into the promised land, they came back with an evil report. They started the report by saying, "Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." Verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Let me pause there for a moment. Caleb says something. Let us go up at once and possess it. Tell the person next to you, let's go up at once. Sometimes when that crisis of faith comes to us, because we don't move quickly, you know, you've had bad experiences, you know, just like I have. You've had experiences where, you know, you did stuff and you regretted doing it. You know, you ordered something and, you know, it was a, you know, wasn't what you thought. because you acted hastily. I'm not talking about acting hastily. See, Caleb said, let us go up at once. He was basing that movement on the promise. What God had promised him. Why hesitate? God has promised. And we are here. See, sometimes you miss it at that crisis point of faith because you don't act. Hello? Sometimes revelation, I'm not talking about trying to, you know, balance it because and I don't even think balance is a good word there because, you know, you don't want to act hastily. He based that confession upon the promise God gave to him that I have given you the land. He said, we are here. What are we waiting for? Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able. At the crises of faith, tell somebody there's always a way. You see, God speaks and then does. The 10 spies spoke, and then next chapter they were destroyed by the plague. Caleb and Joshua spoke, and 38 years later they followed their confession. Verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people. You know why? It was a God-sized assignment. Tell somebody, my assignment is God-sized. What you need to refuse and separate yourself from are from the doubters, the ridiculers, the mockers. Sometimes it's not even wise to share a God-sized dream. Sometimes it's not appropriate at certain times. Sometimes you got to share it in secret with those that say, wow, you know, I'm sure going to be praying with you. You don't need to put it out there all the time. Be discreet because it'll come back to bite you. And see, when the serpent bites, he bites without enchantment. It'll discourage you. It'll let the air out of your balloon. He'll bust your bubble. Hello? And when I don't say that in a negative way, because see, you got to live in a certain way when you're trusting God. Yeah, you got to live in a bubble, so to speak. You got to live free from contaminants. You got to live free from stuff in your environment.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis. God's purpose and goal is to dominate in every domain. When God gives us a vision, it will come to pass. In Numbers 13, verse 28, it tells us how the 10 spies had an evil report. It states, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Caleb was not moved by this report. He said, let us go up at once. He based his response on the promise of God. When opportunity knocks, preparation has to answer. Never act hastily or foolishly. God speaks and then he does. Many years later, Caleb and Joshua possessed the promise because they were filled with faith. Their assignment is God-sized and it will come to fruition. This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.